Last Veterans Day, I was blessed with a job for ESPN that one of the partners of my talent agency got me. A TV promo for the basketball game, North Carolina versus Michigan State, played aboard the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson, parked in San Diego Harbor. I did my homework, uncovered what the writer was truly saying, aligning myself with him, illuminating his intentions, as Lee Strasberg often said. It was a fun job and paid very well. At the ISDN session, one of the ESPN producers said, "Alan, I love your voice. I could listen to you all day." He was wrong. It was not my voice that arrested him. What got his attention was that my homework had paid off and my artistic choices regarding the narrator's character were spot on. It was really an acting job, not a VO. He was attracted to the character of the narrator. Martha Graham said, "Do not compete with other dancers or actors. You are to compete only with the self you are capable of becoming." When I listened to the spot after it was produced and aired, an aha light bulb went on. Yes, I thought, yes, for that job, I had become the self I was capable of becoming. It was a moment of great joy. I thought, that's the authentic me. One of my old voice teachers, Wendy Dillon, used to yell at me, "Don't sell it, love it." That's what I had done. I did zero selling. I thought, for Pete's sake, over 20 years in this business, and I'm finally getting into focus on who I am, on what are the key and authentic values that I bring to the voiceover marketplace. I think there's a hell of a lot of money to be made when a performer sees that clearly. That's what I think. What do you think?